Welcome to The Word at Westminster, a podcast with talks, studies, interviews, sermons, and more from Westminster Church in Barrie, Canada. It's about learning and living God's Word. Hi, everyone. For this edition of the podcast, we are happy to present Heather Sinclair. What you're about to hear is what Heather shared with us during the Sunday morning worship service on March 8th, 2026 at Westminster Church in Barrie. Heather works with Save the Mothers. They exist to train local leaders in the developing world to reduce maternal mortality within their own countries. Their vision is that no mother or child should die from preventable causes related to pregnancy and childbirth. For March and April, we are supporting their important and life-saving work. So, without further ado, here's Heather.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you very much, Pastor Matthew, and thanks, everyone, for carving out a bit of time this morning so we can learn about Save the Mothers. I do have some pictures to complement our conversation this morning. These were taken in October, so they're actually quite relevant. Save the Mothers started from a very noble vision, and that vision is that no mother or child should die for preventable causes due to childbirth. Mothers and babies are dying. It's a big burden, and that's why Save the Mothers exists. So I'm honored to have this opportunity to share with you today. Save the Mothers offers two important programs. The first one is an academic program, and you may say to yourself, why an academic program? In order to answer that question, you have to think about the causes why these maternal death rates are so high. There are basically three delays that cause these problems, and this is a global awareness on this. Hundreds of thousands of women are dying, and these are the three main reasons. There's three delays. There's a delay to seek care. You may ask yourself, why would a mother do that? Why would she not want to get care when she's expectant? In many of these regions, women, they're not empowered, right? They don't have the opportunity to go to school, so they don't have the knowledge to make that decision. Furthermore, and maybe even more impactful, is that the financial resources of the community are governed by the men. And if not the man, the mother-in-law or the matriarch, right? So what happens then is a lot of the girls and expectant women are expected and they're directed then to go to a traditional birthing attendant to deliver. And if there are any complications, the mother and the baby will likely die. The delay, too, is access. Many of the regions, healthcare facilities are very remote. They're not access to them. And even if there's one close by, or they have to travel very far, the roads are bad. There may not be any money for gas and a motorcycle, or there could be, even in this picture, you can see a ladder. So that's the second delay. The third delay is at the healthcare facility. So when you go to a healthcare facility, you may find that it's in a very bad state. There might not be power, running water, no life-saving equipment. Even in some cases, the healthcare workers may not be properly trained, so midwives, etc. So when we take a step back and we look at these three delays, you can see that maybe only 20-30% of those are actually at the healthcare facility. 80% of these delays, actually 70-80%, are actually in the community. So what does that mean? That's why the Masters of Public Health exists. That's why the program exists. It's to empower multidisciplinary community leaders to address the challenges of safe motherhood locally. Save the Mothers has about 500 alumni, 500 graduates who've gone through our program, and these graduates are implementing their research projects. We call them change projects. We call our alumni change makers because they're game changers and they are changing the game in maternal outcomes in East Africa. They're educating there in their communities. They're working with families, empowering women, promoting the safety of girls. They're working with healthcare facilities, working with the Ministry of Health. And what they're really doing is fronting the agenda, that no mother or baby should die from preventable causes in childbirth. So program number two is what we call our mother-baby-friendly hospital initiative, mother-baby-friendly. And basically what that means is organizationally we realized, although the master's program is incredibly impactful, there's also an urgent need in healthcare facilities. So we currently have 15 hospitals in Uganda that we work with, and through Canadian partners, we're able to put life-saving equipment in. Incubators, we're able to train the staff, so there's some life-saving equipment that are in there because of our partners in Canada. I want to point out there's an important linkage between those game changers, those graduates, those master's graduates that are in their community and the healthcare facility. If you think about AIDS pandemic, Ebola, hospitals, healthcare clinics are places you go to die. So having our graduates in the community, changing the mindset around healthcare facilities, and having those healthcare facilities really well equipped means that mothers are more apt to go to seek care, families make that decision to go, less deaths happen because of that. The vision of Save the Mothers is that no child or mother should die or be harmed from preventable causes in childbirth. I've known Save the Mothers for about 20 years since its inception. In 2017, 2016, my daughter and I, she was in grade 12 at the time, we had the opportunity to travel to Uganda and to see Save the Mothers for ourselves firsthand. When we returned, those are just some photos of Uganda. There's shopping, there's laundry, there's children everywhere, there's farming. So that's a typical, I just took those in October. So I took myself off my course. Anyway, when I came back, I was invited to join the board. And since then, in that role, my colleague Janet and I, we travel to Uganda approximately once a year. So annually, we go annually. And there's business to be done. There's MOUs, there's budgets, there's strategic plans, all the business of the organizational business. But for us, the joy, the most beautiful part, the highlight, is we go out on the road, we go to the remote areas, and we visit our graduates. We visit the alumni. We visit the research projects that have been put in place. So I want to highlight for you today 5 research projects, and I'm going to just try and let the pictures tell the story here. So this takes us to Makono Hospital. The physician here, the head physician here, he's a doctor, obviously, and he's a Save the Mothers graduate. What really broke his heart was the number of babies that were dying. So we were able to partner with Makono Hospital. We now have there's a NICU there. There's 6 incubators. This day we took this picture in October, there were 35 babies in the NICU. This hospital delivers 498 babies a month. Mount Sinai does less than 300. And so that's Makono Hospital. If we travel up along the border, we're going to come to Busogo District. Busogo District, the graduate in this region, he's actually a very well accomplished businessman, nothing to do with healthcare. His region has a lot of industry, okay? A lot of industry, a lot of factories. There are a lot of undetermined pregnancies in that region in girls and young teens. So from 18, 19, all the way down 12, sadly, 10, 11 years old. When these girls become pregnant, their life is changed forever. They lose hope. They see their future before them, and it's very grim. So Moses, one of our incredible game changers, he opened a skilling school for girls called Zoe's Girls, and they teach skills, they learn how to sew, they learn how to be financially independent, they have counseling from the trauma that they've gone through, and it's just changed their lives, and you can see the smiles on their faces tells the story. We'll move up a little farther north, more to the Kenyan border, in an area called Mount Elgin. Our graduate there had the opposite problem, zero industry, right? No money, no finances at all, and you need money to go to a hospital. So his research project was that we start a seed fund in that region, and 10 women leaders in the region were given money and a goat, and they used the interest from that money to gather all the pregnant women together at various degrees of terms, and they get transport them and send them to the clinic so they can have safe interventions and safe deliveries, and lives are saved. Their stories are incredible, very moving. Yeah, you can see how there's a lot of poverty in that region. We're going to come inland a little bit and meet our dear sister, Stella. So Stella is in the top middle picture there. She's the chief nurse at that hospital, Truro Hospital, and her real heartbreak was the number of women that were dying from preventable causes after they had given birth and leaving all these children behind, leaving their babies as orphans, as it were. So we worked with Sister Stella, our graduate, that's our executive director on the right there, Dr. Machine, and we worked with them and we put in an HD unit. So I'm happy to share with you. I like the numbers, I like the stats, I need them. And the gal on the left there is holding a little booklet, and that's also my colleague Janet. So she's holding a little booklet. In that booklet are 102 names of women that were admitted to the HD unit last year in 2025 from February to October. 104 actually women were admitted, two were referred to another hospital. 102 women were discharged, left with their babies, and went home to their families. And I'm told without those interventions, those women would have died. There's hemorrhaging and infection. So those were the two causes. So that's a great story. And I'll close with our dear brother, Jeremiah. Jeremiah, he's the gentleman in the red shirt. He is a media personality in Uganda, has a talk show host, is a talk show host, and decided to do the Masters of Public Health Leadership Program. He went back to his community as a result of what he learned. He opened his own charity called Mother's Heart Uganda. And he started a school there. Growing up, there was no school in the region. There's still no school aside from what Jeremiah has done. Now there are now 347 enrolled in that school. He's opened a clinic. They used to lose 4 moms a month just in that little community. They lose 1 a month now. So this is the work of Save the Mothers. Actually, this is Save the Mothers. These graduates are is Save the Mothers. So to the glory of God, that's Save the Mothers. And thank you very much for your time this morning.